بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Continue this first lesson we started yesterday with regard to haqiqat as-salah, what is the reality of namaz, and how can we make our namaz a namaz of life. We carry on here that we learned, Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes here, that after the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the people of intelligence. If you are an intelligent person, then it should be manifest and it should be clear upon you, ke Musliman ko lazim hai ke apne Rab ko pehchane. The first important thing for a Muslim particularly, and not only a Muslim, a human being, to recognize his creator, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this ma'rifat should be a natural thing, that a person recognizes, who is my Allah? Like Hazrat explains a beautiful example, in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, there was a person who was thinking, how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but because of lack of understanding, he didn't know who Allah ta'ala is, he didn't have the knowledge and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he was walking, and while walking he was saying, oh Allah, I wish I knew where you were, that you must be getting so tired. He was like a shepherd just looking after a few goats, and he says, I look after a few goats and I get so tired. Oh Allah, you look after the whole universe. So how tired you must be getting, oh Allah. That you must be getting so tired, oh Allah. I wish I knew where you were, that I could massage you, I could press your legs, I could malish your head, oh Allah. I could put oil in your hair, etc. Oh Allah, you must be so busy, no time to even take a bath, etc. I wish I knew where you are, and I could assist you in making your khidmat, all this. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard him talking this. He was a Jalali Nabi, a Nabi that had great awe and might, and used to get angry if people go against the command of Allah. So immediately he reprimanded him. He says, what is all this kufriya kalimat? How can you talk like this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is kufr. Allah ta'ala doesn't get tired. Allah ta'ala doesn't need to be malished, etc. So then Allah ta'ala sent wahi to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and said, oh Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, don't reprimand this banda of mine. He has got great love for me, but he doesn't know me. So teach him, who am I? And just explain to him, grant him my ma'rifat. And as we explained yesterday, that where you'll get this ma'rifat of Allah, Ar-Rahman fas'al bihi khabira. One of Allah's great qualities is, Allah is very, very merciful. So to know about Allah, jo ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah. Our dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says so beautifully, that my Shaykh Mon Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Ali translated this ayat, fas'al bihi khabira, in Urdu, ba khabar. When a person understands the meaning of this ayat, it puts you in a trance, that ba khabar, those who know about Allah. Allahu Akbar, somebody teaches you about computers, somebody teach you an ordinary course, and how you overtaken, hey, this person is very intelligent, he is a computer fundi, he is this fundi, who is that fundi, all the fundis in the world cannot compare to that personality who has got connection with Allah, who knows about Allah, and here we have got that great personality, Arif Billah, our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali. We should make, how much shukr we make, it's still less, as we can't make enough shukr. So we should sit with this open mind all the time, and think that, Ya Allah, grant us this ma'rifat from this heart of our Shaykh that is in his heart. So to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this should be, as we gave the example yesterday, somebody put a basket of fruit, then you're already thinking about it. So it's supposed to be the nature of mankind. Like that person, ordinary person, but he's thinking, where's my Allah? I can make the khidmat of my Allah. So a person who is a believer, a Muslim, how much he shouldn't be concerned to gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not only know Allah, who is Allah, my Rabb, my Creator, my Sustainer, my Nourisher, aur uski sifat jaane, and you start knowing the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Allah Akbar, in this world, you learn of a very great personality, he's a big qari, and he reads very well. Now, you want to meet that person. When you went to meet him, you realize, hey, he's really a top qari, he reads very beautiful. But further you came to know his qualities, he's not just a qari, he's a great alim also. Now, when you know he's a great alim, you get more attached to this person. You overtaken, oh, he's not just a qari, he's a alim. Then you come to know, he is a lecturer also. Allahu Akbar, he lectures in the Darul Uloom, he lectures in universities. Now you more overtaken. Then you come to know, not only that, this person is so pious, he never ever misses his tahajjud namaz. And he makes so much dua. Now you more over, the more you know this person's qualities, the more you overtaken with this person. Now you want to be with that person. You know he is a person that the way he solves problems, and very easily, he unites the hearts of people, he solves the problems of people. So the more you come to know about the qualities of that person, the more you are, the more respect that person comes in, the respect of that person comes in your heart. His greatness comes in your heart. Then you want to be with that person all the time. So can we imagine all the people in the world, where can they compare to Allah Rabbul Izzat, the creator of qualities? When we come to know of the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how generous, how Allah ta'ala is our Rabb, our creator, how Allah ta'ala created not only us, Rabbul Alameen, Allah is the creator of all the universes. And Rabb, as we explained, is that great being who brought from non-existence into existence. And not just one human being, how many billions of human beings. And not just human beings, how many creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some mufassirin have mentioned that alameen means all the universes. Some mufassirin have mentioned 80,000 universes. And that is just a brief idea. Allahu Akbar, the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot imagine. So when a person realizes, Allah is my Rabb, what a great Rabb I have got. Then not only that, Allahu Akbar, Allah ta'ala is brought me into existence and never leave any of his creation to his own. That now you feed yourself. You take care of yourself. Just that we go for work, to do our work and do our buying, that is to show that we are the servants of Allah. But in reality, who is making everything available in the world? And who is sustaining us? Who is nourishing us? Nobody and no government in the world, all the human beings and jinnats put together, can never ever do the work of Rabb that Allah Ta'ala is sustaining us all the time. When a person comes to know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sustaining, Allahu Akbar, Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, when he heard of these qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Zul Jalali wal Ikram, that Allah ta'ala is that great being who's Zul Jalal, who's got great awe and greatness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Jalal and Allah ta'ala's awe is very, very great. And together with that, Allah is Zul Ikram also. Allah is extremely kind. Allah is very, very merciful. So he requested, O Allah, teach me and show me that how are you Zul Ikram? And Zul Ikram, the word Ikram means Sahibul Faizul Am. That great being whose generosity is arm, is open upon every creation of his. Allah Ta'ala doesn't only feed his pious servants. Allah Ta'ala doesn't only feed the believers. Allah doesn't only feed the Muslims. Allah feeds all the kuffar also. Those people who swear Allah Ta'ala also, how lot Allah Ta'ala gives them. Allahu Akbar. So much so that in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the great accusation took place upon our honorable illustrious mother, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, waqi'i if this accusation took place, what was a very terrible accusation, but what condition went over the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu's household, that is her parents, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what a great personality. From amongst one ordinary simple Muslim, was a Muslim, but got caught up in the rumor mongering of the Munafiqeen. And this is very important, that when we don't make our islah, then anything we hear, we just start passing on. Especially today with technology. Any small thing, WhatsApp this, WhatsApp that. And where we got time for all this? When we don't know Allah, we got time for all these useless things. When you start recognizing Allah, you got no time for all these unnecessary passing messages and passing this. So anyway, this ordinary Muslim sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time he was an ordinary Muslim, Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the relative of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu used to give him allowance every month because he was a poor person. And he also got caught up in this rumor mongering. And he also said that Aliyazu Billah, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, this accusation that took place against her, that he also got caught up in this. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu came to learn this, and obviously a father after all. How he got upset, his heart was so sad, and he took a qasam that now Mista, I will cut his allowance, and I won't give him allowance anymore. How could he talk against my family? And he is our relative also. On that Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَيُّؤْتِ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى. That those people of honor, and the honor of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was such, that if anybody upsetted Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, it was like upsetting Allah Rabbul Izzah. Such closeness after, according to Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, accepted Masala, after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the greatest ummati is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. So with all that pain, yet Allah ta'ala is telling Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that break your qasam and make tawbah. Make that person, his heart is clean, he was an ordinary person, he didn't realize, he's a Muslim, don't get upset with him, overlook and forgive. Imagine even that situation, such a crucial situation, Allah Ta'ala is saying, no, oh Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, break your qasam. Hazrat Abu Bakr, now immediately, Allahu Akbar, the love that he's got for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing Allah's greatness, that what I got is not I'm dishing out to anybody. Is Allah's kindness upon me, and Allah is using me to serve others. So never ever think I am doing a favor to anybody. People come to us for collection, we think we're doing them a favor. No, they are actually doing us a favor to come take our resources and deposit into our account of akhirah. And this also, it's not from us, it's from Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us, it's an amanat, it's a trust from Allah. But Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so generous, that Allah says, I give you the honor, and that you can say it's yours. But this money in reality, it's not ours. So Allahu Akbar. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu immediately broke his qasam, and he doubled the allowance to Hazrat Mistah radiallahu ta'ala. And this is all directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How generous, how kind is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the time, so Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that show me the manifestation. Let me see your ikram. That you are so kind, you zul ikram, and your generosity is so vast, and you don't forget any of your creation. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala said, okay, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you are walking out in the jungle, take your asa, take your stick, you'll come across a huge rock, take your stick and hit that rock, he saw that rock split, in the open, there was another rock in that rock. He was surprised. Then Allah Ta'ala told him again that hit the second rock. He hit the second rock. The second rock split. And when that second rock split, there was a third rock in that second rock. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was shocked. What is Allah Ta'ala's qudrat? Allah Ta'ala told him hit the third rock. When he hit the third rock split. And when the third rock split, what he saw? He saw a green worm. And in that green worm's mouth, there was a fresh green leaf. Allahu Akbar. And that green worm was making a zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana man yarani, wa yarifu makani, wa yarzukuni, wa yasma'u kalami, wa la yansani. Allahu Akbar. He says,
Pure is that great Allah of mine. Allah Ta'ala subhanahu who is seeing me. In the depths of the rock, Allah Ta'ala is seeing me. In the crevices of three layers of rock. So shouldn't we know Allah is watching us all the time. And not only watching us, Allah is watching us with the eye of mercy, with the eye of kindness. Allah is watching us with the eye of generosity. Allah wants to bless us. Allah wants to give us. Allah has created us out of the demand of His mercy. So Allah just wants us to enjoy His mercy. So this air, this worm is making zikr that, oh Allah, you are the pure man. You are Ramayyarani. You look at, you are watching me all the time. Wayarifu makani, you know my personal address also. And not only you know my personal address, wayarzukuni, you send my loads of rosy directly to my address. And you don't, wala insani, you have to look after the whole creation. You don't forget this one worm here. You think of me also. And you know my speech also. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala knows the speech of every creation of His. Any language you talk to Allah. Our Shaykh says so beautiful, if you dumb, you can't talk. Allah knows the language of your heart also. Allah Ta'ala knows immediately. So that means, and how generous is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, when we get to know the qualities of Allah, then a person just becomes a great lover of Allah. You just become a die heart of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like that person, as you come to know his qualities, you want to be with him all the time. You want to be all the time in his company. And this is what we call today tasawwuf. That they gain the recognition of Allah. This will bring Allah's greatness. It will turn into the love of Allah. Now you want to be with Allah all the time. Forget just in namaz. 24 hours, you'll want to be in the thoughts of Allah. You'll want to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, and this was in the time of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala called Ihsan. That is, they had the presence of Allah. How great they learned from the greatest Murabbi, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest Shaykh, who we learned in the introduction, has come to teach us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they got an idea, a glimpse about Allah, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, 24 hours, they used to be in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they used to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further Hazrat explained, if a person might be thinking that what Mawli Sahib is talking, where can they be? A worm in the crevices of the rock. And where can be a worm having a leaf there? Then Allahu Akbar. Take an example of your own fruit. You're eating a nice, beautiful guava. You just started eating, you took one bite and you say, oh, how delicious. You took the second bite and what you see? A worm coming out from there. How did that worm go into there? Who put that worm into that guava? There was no hole or anything that it go through. Where's the oxygen coming for that worm to love it, or to love and to be alive there? So who put that worm there? It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. And after that you might have thought how many worms I swallowed already. But any case, this is dunya. Here you get worms from the fruit. But in akhirat, one guava, you take a bite, you won't get a worm, you'll get your ure'un in popping out. A beautiful woman and damsel popping out for you. So when we get this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't think anything is impossible for Allah ta'ala. Somebody asked Hazrat Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi that, مَا الدَّلِيلُ عَلَىٰ وَحْدَانِيَةِ اللَّهِ What is the dalil of Allah's wahdaniyat? Allah is one, and that Allah Talik, Allah is our creator. Imam Shafi didn't give long and present Quranic ayats and ahadith, etc. He gave a simple example. He says, I see one very, very beautiful, small, white palace. And in that white palace is totally sealed up. There's not even a hole like a size of a needle of a pin for any air, oxygen, anything to go into there. I just see this white palace, and when I come to know, when the palace cracks open inside that white palace, there's just bright yellow in there. The palace is a bright yellow palace inside. Outside it's white. And after 21 days or so, I see that palace, it just cracks open and I see a beautiful small chicken coming out. So who is that great Allah Rabbul Izzat? Who is that power, that qudrat? It is only Fatabarakallahu Ahsanul Khaliqeen. How Mubarak, Allah Ta'ala is the best of all creators, that Allah Ta'ala makes that egg split open. That white palace is that egg. Inside that shining yellow is that yolk of that egg. But when that egg, Allahu Akbar, when that egg hatches, who takes out that beautiful cheek now? And from that chicken, who takes out that egg again? It is only Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when we come to know about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to know, then naturally a person will just fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll just want to, Allahu Akbar, you'll want to be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Then forget out of namaz you'll be thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How kind is Allah? And Allahu Akbar, you don't have to go far to look for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبَصِرُونَ. Forget going far and looking at the skies and looking at that rock and all. Allah ta'ala says, look at your own self. The greatest manifestation of the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you yourself, O insan. Who gave you this beautiful two eyes? What beautiful eyes! And as Hazrat explained so beautifully, that according to World Health Organization, world statistics, that many years ago, now it might be more, 250,000 babies are born daily, every day. And where is this factory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala working? Not in bright lights. Allah is manufacturing the greatest machine in the world, the most outstanding machine, that now this machine is making all other, what technology, and we overtaken. But we don't see the best machine itself. And where is this best machine created and manufactured? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِّن بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. Allah says, we create you in the wombs of your mothers. Three layers of darkness. Today, one part of any machine, and people think we manufacturing a very important part, and we are so busy, we have to work 24 hours, then how lot lights they need. Even in the daytime, they need so lot lights, because they busy manufacturing a very delicate part, and it's very expensive, and that part is very, it's in great demand. Then this human being, this the best of all the machines in the world, where the creator Allah Rabbul Izzat, where did Allah Ta'ala manufacture this? And where is Allah Ta'ala manufacturing it? So every day Allah Ta'ala is supplying. If there's 250,000 babies born, 500,000 eyes every day supplied. 500,000 ears every day Allah Ta'ala is supplying. And then the heart, and then Allahu Akbar, look at that small chicken. When that small chicken comes out, who has put that small tiny eyes? What beautiful eyes. In that chicken, that small kalaji, that heart, as that chicken grows up, becomes a nice fowl, now you enjoy that kalaji. But didn't you think that how small that kalaji was? How that chicken had that small heart, it had that small liver, and that small cute little legs of his, and how it's moving around. Who has made all this? Are we so blind? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ بِالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَمَنَا مُؤْرِدُونَ. So many of my signs apparent in front of you, but you just pass by. Hazrat says, sadly my condition, and we should all ponder, that we like zombies, we just passing our life, taking it for granted, that I am existing, I am somebody, the way we walk also, the way we talk also, as if I deserve to be existing. We don't deserve to be existing. It is only Allah Ta'ala's kindness. It is Allah Ta'ala's special favor. Allah Ta'ala's, Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala is providing 500,000 eyes every day, 500,000 ears, and the mother doesn't even know which minute that the malaika comes and install that eyes in her baby. No, she doesn't get an account that today we installing eyes, you have to pay $200,000. No way. Sadly, if today Allah, our Shaykh explains so beautiful, Hazrat Wala explains that if a person meets up in an accident, Allah save us all, your eyes get damaged, and you go from doctor to doctor, eye specialist to eye specialist, you go to the best eye specialist in the world, and they tell you, bye, your eyes are damaged badly. We can't do anything. All we can do to make you look nice, we put a glass eye for you. And that glass eye, you'll have to pay 200,000, 300,000 rands, or $100,000, whatever the case may be. So, insan can't manufacture one eye. Forget one eye. He can't make one wing of a mosquito. So Allah Ta'ala, we to recognize Allah, we don't have to go far. Within ourselves, just look, this machine, the way it is functioning, Allahu Akbar. Like one of the bayans of Hazrat Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who was known as Hakimul Islam, the great Hakim of Islam. Hazrat used to lecture sometimes in the universities to big lecturers, etc. So one bayan, Hazrat explains that the lion, The lion in the jungle told its cub, it told its small cub that you don't have to be scared for anybody in the jungle. You don't have to be scared for anybody. But if you scare, you have to be scared for somebody, you have to be scared for a human being. So the small cub heard his father telling him, mother telling him, you must be scared for a human being. Now the cub doesn't know who's a human being. It's growing up. Now it's all the time alert. My father told him, only I must be scared for a human being. Now it's alert. It sees a bull going past. It stops. Are you a human being? He said, no, I'm not a human being. I'm a bull. He said, oh, I don't have to be scared for you. So now, then he sees a camel going past, bigger than a bull. He asks, are you a human being? He says, no, I'm not a human being. I'm a camel. He says, oh. So a bull so big, I don't have to be scared. I don't have to be scared for a camel. He sees a giraffe going past, very tall, mighty. Says, are you a human being? Says, no, I'm not a human being. Says, oh, then I don't have to be scared of you also. And like that, he sees a buffalo. Then he sees a huge, big elephant going past. Says, this must be a human being. This is a dangerous fellow. When he asks him, are you a human being? He says, no, I'm not a human being. Now he thinks, oh, all these big fellows and I don't have to be scared for them. The human being must be a very big person. After a while he sees a person, small man walking in the jungle. So he thought, who is that? Can't be a human being. But he said, never mind, let me ask him. When he stops him, he asks him, are you a human being? He says, yes, I'm a human being. See, my father said, I must be scared for you. Well, who are you so great? He say, oh, your father's, you think I'm not great, let me show you. So that human being made a threat. And in few minutes, he trapped that lion. Now the lion was in the cage. Now he said, you see why your father said you have to be scared for me. My structure outwardly is very small. You can finish me with one leap. But what Allah has given me in my head, my brains, 1,000 bulls can't do all that. Millions of elephants can't think the way Allah Ta'ala has given. So this small brain, which is not even 1.5 kilograms in weight, has over 12 million cells. Who has given us this brain? That now this human being, Allahu Akbar, with this brain, the human being is controlling the airs. This human being is controlling the oceans. The human being is handling big, big machines and big, big trucks, and not only handling, the human being is manufacturing all that. But what? With our small brain. Small human being, you see, particularly India, Pakistan, small boy are handling big elephant, handling big, big buffaloes, etc. Why? It's all this. Who gave us this brain? How is this brain working? That today we are overtaken with the technological world. That now we are overtaken with this microchip, that microchip, this laptop, that laptop, and all these things. Allahu Akbar. What is the brain Allah Ta'ala has given us? Who is making all this? We don't see that, and we are overtaken with everything else. And we forget to think, how great is my Allah? And from what? From that nutfa, that droplet of sperm, Allah has made the material of the brain. From that droplet of sperm, Allah has made to cover, to protect that brain, the hard skull, from that same droplet of sperm. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ. From that nutfa, that droplet of sperm, we made this human being. Allahu Akbar. So when a person recognizes Allah like this, and he comes to know about Allah Ta'ala, won't you just become a die-hard lover of Allah? Won't you fall in love with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? Won't you become head over heels for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And then a person wants to make the khidmat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. A person wants to have and be all the time in the company of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You want to see Allah Ta'ala. So in this world, like Aziz Mala Gangwai Rahmatullah Ali says, that physically we can't see Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And you'll develop this kayfiyat of ihsan. Antabudallah ka'annaka tara. Worship Allah in such a way as if you're seeing Allah. Outwardly we can't see Allah Ta'ala. It's not possible. Look at the sifat. Look at the qualities of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Look at the kindness of Allah. Look at the Allah Ta'ala's justice. How fair is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How generous is Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The generosity of Allah, as we just gave few brief examples. Allah Ta'ala is feeding all His creation all the time, every moment. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat gives a beautiful example. Hazrat says, just take for example, if any person has got that ability to say that here in Azadwal, for example, or wherever you're staying, any person, the richest man in the world, has he got the capacity to say, today I'm Dawud for the whole of Azadwal? Or forget the whole of Azazel, just the Muslims. I'm Dawat I'm giving. And Allahu Akbar. Then if a person has to, where we don't have that ability, we don't have that capacity, just to prepare for our own family, what a job it is. Woman folk bichara, how they have to work and how much they go through trouble to prepare for us the meals, etc. You have to go to work, etc. We just man one shop or one job and we think we're doing so much. Allah Ta'ala, then if a person just ponders like that person, that Allah Ta'ala is looking after the whole world. Allah Ta'ala is feeding the whole world. Allahu Akbar. Where, how much Allah Ta'ala needs, aliyazu billah, if we don't know, then Allah Ta'ala will need rest. Allah Ta'ala will need so much assistance. Allah Ta'ala is not in need of rest. Allah is not in need of any assistance. Allah Ta'ala takes care of the whole universe. And forget feeding the whole of Azadwal. Even if you just call your family, eat day. And like Hazrat says, forget eat day in a month of Ramadan. We see how we supposed to be keeping roza, but we eating more than out of Ramadan. It comes clear in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in the month of Ramadan Sharif, Allah Ta'ala increases the rosy of a believer. Allah gives so much. And Hazrat says, some of us, we don't stay awake at night to read tahajjud, we stay awake to eat. And these days, Allahu Akbar, what we hearing, what the ummah, where are we going to? Party, iftar party at all the different restaurants. And not only iftar party, then sehri party, Allahu Akbar. All hired out already before Ramadan. People got time to have brides in the month of Ramadan Sharif. And whole night staying awake, where we got time. So we should realize, Allahu Akbar. But in any case, if you give dawah just to your family members on the day of Eid, and then now they phone you, Jazakallah, we accept the dawah, we're very eager to come, but I got blood pressure, I got a certain special diet. Okay, we'll try and arrange for your diet. The next, after a few minutes, you get another phone call, another family member say, I'm a diabetic, please try and arrange for me this diet. Okay, we'll try and arrange that diet. After a while, another family member come that phones that I got cholesterol. Please try and arrange for me this diet. Now already you get worried. The next phone call come, you say, please, rather you'll eat at your own home. We can't manage to arrange for all these different diets. And that just for one meal. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala is giving every creation, the birds, how many million species of birds, and each one is getting their own diet. Allah Ta'ala is giving the elephant his diet. Allah is giving the camels their diet. Allah Ta'ala is giving, Allahu Akbar, what creation in the ocean, what diet Allah is giving them, Allahu Akbar. Just to understand this reality, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah, he made dua, Allah give me such a kingdom that nobody after me and before me has got such a kingdom. Allah Ta'ala accepted his dua and Allah Ta'ala gave him such a kingdom, he was the king of the whole world. And not just the world, he didn't only rule over the people, he had control over the air also. He had control over the winds also. He had control over the animals also. He knew the language of the animals, everything. So he had control over everything. So he had, so to say, all the resources. So when he had all those resources, one day the thought came in his mind that I want to give dawat to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, let me feed your creation for 1 month at least. Give me this honor to be in the service of your creation. Allah Ta'ala replied to him, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, this is impossible. It's not your work, you won't able to do it. It's beyond your ability. He made dua, oh Allah, if not 1 month, make it 1 week. Allah said, impossible. It's beyond you. Razzaq is only Allah. And Razzaq is not the first person who just delivers your food, who makes sure that food goes down into your system, into your digestive system. Allah will put the food right into your mouth. Many times you see you put a sweet or a morsel of food in your mouth and your small baby, your grandchild pulls it out. It was not yours. It's not going to go down your throat. What is yours is going to go down. Tawan aw karha. Sometimes you don't want to eat something and people force it down your throat. So it has to go down. Anyway, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam finally reached what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah said, okay, we'll give you an occasion for 1 meal. Just 1 meal of our creation, but for that you'll have to prepare and you'll have to take out time to get all your resources. So he said, oh Allah, give me 1 month According to one narration, it comes 1 year. Allah Ta'ala gave him chance that get all your preparation, arrange all the arrangements to prepare for the big da'wat of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After 1 year, when he prepared so much, imagine what all the jinnats, all the resources he had, how much he must have prepared. When all that was prepared, he made dua, Allah, I am ready now, send your creation to come and eat. Allah Ta'ala sent one huge fish from the ocean. That huge fish came and ate up in one morsel all that he prepared for the whole year. And then he asked Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I need more. Sulaiman alayhi salam said, what a mehman you are. What kind of guest you come? You came, you ate up the food and you want postel. What audacity you got. He says, my Allah gives me 3 times this meal every day. So that is Allah Rabbu, that is our Rabb, who is feeding us every split moment. Allah Ta'ala is feeding the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shouldn't we become diehard lovers of Allah? Shouldn't we fall in love? Now a person wants to make the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the khidmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allahu Akbar. That a person becomes now unko hukam ko maloom kare. You come to know what is the commands of Allah. That is making the khidmat of Allah. That what my Allah Ta'ala wants from me. To know, and that is like Hazrat explained, every ibadat, every action you do it with those two intentions. Imano wa ihtisaba. Iman, I have firm conviction. Allah Ta'ala is my creator, my Rabb, my sustainer. I am the servant of Allah. I must be in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you stand up for namaz also, oh Allah, it's your command. You made me your servant, and you are allowing me to fulfill this command of yours. It's an honor on my behalf. And not only that, I'm a slave. I don't deserve any returns. But ihtisaba, you're going to reward me. And what rewards, as we will learn in front, we can't imagine the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. So when a person realizes this, he just becomes a lover of Allah, a die-hard lover of Allah. And when to get the love of Allah, and then what enjoyment you will be. You don't need any bright lights to be in the enjoyment when Allah Ta'ala comes in your heart. You don't need a 7 series BM. You don't need to be living in a 5-star and 10-star hotel or in a huge house. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says so beautifully that unke yaad mein jo hum baithe boriya par takte Sulaiman nazar aaye. That the pious servants, they say, oh Allah, in your remembrance, we were sitting on our torn mats, but thinking of you, we felt like we are on the throne of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. We are on the takht, we are on the Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam's jet, which used to fly in the air. So when you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala doesn't so beautifully, as it says, Allah don't have to put honey in your heart to make you feel sweet. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to put a supermarket in your heart to make you feel rich. Allah Ta'ala will make you'll be the richest man in the world when you get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the marifat. So to know the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you come to know how kind, how generous is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Hazrat explained so beautifully, he says, if you know your father is so kind and now he is old also, he's very rich. Many sons now, they get worried. My father is getting old, he's very rich. So just outwardly, you try to make his khidmat, try to please him, that he mustn't cut me out of his will. I mustn't be this thing, deprived from his will. So even it's not genuine love, you're just showing outward love, and you worried you mustn't be deprived. If you don't know what displeases Allah, and you become deprived from the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah Ta'ala wipes us out, then one will be. And we can't show artificial love. Even if it's artificial, Allah will accept it. But Allah Ta'ala knows exactly whether we're genuine in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. But Allah is so kind. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell my servants, if they can't cry, then they cry, then they must just pretend. Allahu Akbar, imagine, Allah is telling us pretend and cry. So to know what is the commands of Allah, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unhappy, these are things a person, as you get the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, now more eager, now to come for salah is not just easy, it's an enjoyment. To stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes a total enjoyment. And from this we understand, this is supposed to be a natural quality in a person. Naturally a person should realize that I should be in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should be gaining the ma'rifat of Allah. I should be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is true servanthood. That is true bandagi, to become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, jo bandagi bajana lawe, banda nahi, or bari banda nahi. A person who doesn't fulfill the servanthood of his, then he is not a true servant of Allah. He is not a servant, he is a fraudster that is enjoying Allah Akbar. One of the great pious personalities used to say, we like nimak haram. Our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, so beautiful, khate hai Rahman ki, gaate hai shaitan ki. We enjoy the food of Allah, and we enjoy the ni'mats of Allah, and we play the tunes of shaitan. Azan is going, we can't leave our mobile phone, that music is in our ears, we can't listen to the beautiful azan. Allahu Akbar. The beautiful, and you learn, as Hazrat says, that it's like Quran Sharif to our ears. And forget, in this world music is haram. What Allah Ta'ala will give you in the year after. What music you will hear there. And forget the music when you hear the Quran Sharif tilawat of, and you hear the tilawat of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What enjoyments Allah has got in store for us there, we can't imagine. In this world Allah just gives us a glimpse, a brief idea. And the greatest sign of servanthood of Allah Ta'ala, that you prove to yourself and you show that I am the servant of Allah, the greatest of all is bari bandagi namaz hai, ke badoon uske koi bandagi kabool nahi. The greatest servitude to Allah Ta'ala, the greatest sign of being the slave of Allah is, and the greatest ibadat is namaz. Without namaz, no ibadat is accepted. It comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A person who is not punctual with his namaz, his other ibadat won't be accepted. So namaz is that great ibadat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this is not a burden. When a person comes to realize, as we will read in front, this is such a great gift that a person who's got the slightest amount of understanding, he'll make sure that he learns and he comes to know about namaz and how eager he will be to perform his salah. Kyunki sira sab bandagiyo sab bandagiyo aur bure kamon se bachne ka yahi hai. Because the root cause and the root way to say it for all types of worship, to be the true servant of Allah, to be truly in the worship of Allah, the root cause of it and the root way and to save yourself from all types of evil is salah. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Namaz will save you from all types of evil. But we see, we performing namaz how many years? Namaz is not delivering our goods. Why? Our Shaykh says so beautifully, if somebody tells you that Toyota cars are very good, so you also buy a Toyota car, and now you just start driving, and driving haphazard also, on corrugated roads, any road, no service, no checking your tire pressure, no checking, and now you get stuck. And now you say, I don't know, these Toyota cars are all useless. I got stuck. But when you see on the road, other Toyota cars are flying past. So it's not Toyota cars that have got the problem. You got the problem with your car. You're not servicing your car. So exactly the same. We hear that Maulana say, namaz will give us this, will give us that. But my namaz is not giving me nothing. Why? I'm not servicing my namaz. I'm not making a namaz, but my namaz a namaz. I'm not getting the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise we see namaz will remove the worst type of evils from our life. Just make namaz, to a certain degree. We can't perfect our namazes even in our whole life. But as we progress, we'll see what namaz will deliver for us. And namaz is that the great ibadat. That is why after iman, the greatest pillar is salah, is namaz. And Allahu Akbar. Or is namaz se koi ghafil nahi. So nobody should be unmindful of this namaz. It's supposed to be natural. You're not supposed to be told. And it's supposed to be natural that you supposed to be knowing. It's time for my salah. And not only Allahu Akbar. Forget to be unmindful. Allah Ta'ala is appointed special muazzineen to call us out, to give us a special invitation that come, I am waiting for you. All your success lies here. All your goodness lies here. Whatever you need, it's only here by me. So Allah Ta'ala has made all these arrangements for us. And if a person is still unmindful, then we should only blame ourselves. We can't be blaming anybody else. And Allah Akbar, further Hazrat explains here that forget just human beings. Every wa in min shayin illa yusabbihu bihamdi wa lakin la tafqahuna tasbihum. Every creation of Allah, as Hazrat explains here, every creation of Allah is engaged in this ibadat of salah. Every creation of Allah, whatever, some creation we think they got no life also, like Allah Akbar, the pillars etc., all this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all are engaged in salah, all are engaged in ibadat, and Allah Akbar, all of that put together in 2 minutes, Allah has given us all the creation's ibadat in one rakat. Allah Akbar. So if we only come to know, and as we come to know about Allah Rabbul Izzat, the qualities of Allah, and then as it is explained in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sawasam, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ, then make your character like the character of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You also learn to become generous. You also learn to become kind. You also learn to be humble and have feeling, not only for yourself, your family, your relatives, but the whole creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah, we'll carry on and learn how the pious servants, how they had love for all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.